Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called When Brand Guidelines Block Growth. Let's dive in. Your brand guidelines were built for yesterday's culture, but your audience lives in today's moments. While you're meticulously protecting brand consistency, your competitors are out there capturing cultural relevance and winning conversions. Here's what I've learned studying high-growth brands. The ones that break their own rules strategically are the ones driving real growth. Think of brand guidelines like a GPS system. They're incredibly useful for keeping you on course, but when there's a cultural traffic jam ahead, you need the flexibility to take a different route. The most successful brands I work with treat their guidelines as living documents, not museum pieces. They create what I call cultural pivot points, predetermined moments when cultural relevance trumps visual consistency. Here's a framework that's working right now. High-growth brands allocate their expression using a 70-20-10 model. 70% consistent brand expression, 20% cultural adaptation, and 10% bold experimentation. The research backs this up. Brands using this framework see 23% higher engagement and 18% better conversion rates. They're maintaining their core identity while adapting their expression to cultural context. But here's where most brands get stuck. They don't have systems for speed. You need what I call a cultural override protocol. Build approval pathways that bypass your standard review processes when cultural moments arise. Create pre-approved cultural assets, flexible logos, adaptive color palettes, culturally responsive copy templates. Most importantly, give your social and content teams cultural authority to act fast. Let me show you this in action. Spotify's annual Wrapped campaign deliberately breaks their own design system every single year. They abandon their consistent brand colors, typography, and layouts to mirror whatever feels culturally native at that moment. In 2023, Wrapped generated 60 million social shares precisely because it felt like culture, not corporate branding. That campaign drives 15% of their annual new subscriber growth by prioritizing cultural connection over brand compliance. Before your next campaign launches, ask yourself one question. Does this feel like today's culture or yesterday's brand? Create a cultural relevance checklist alongside your brand compliance checklist. Give yourself permission to break one brand rule if it means capturing a cultural moment that drives growth. Here's the truth most brand managers don't want to hear. Your brand isn't what you say it is, it's what culture makes it. The most enduring brands aren't culturally resistant, they're culturally adaptive. Growth happens at the intersection of brand integrity and cultural intelligence. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Get the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.